Item number five, as I indicated earlier, has been withdrawn. We will move on to number six.
Item number six is from the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, requesting approval of Milwaukee County's 2012-2016 Land and Water Resource Management Plan. On 3811, this item is laid over.
Mr. Keith?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, County Supervisors, and members of the committee. First of all, if I could introduce Mr. Mike Hahn, who's sitting to my right. He's the Chief Environmental Engineer with the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission.
Welcome.
The Land and Water Resources Management Plan is a document that's intended to address the county's unique natural resources. It identifies the particular problems associated with our resource base, and it establishes a plan to help protect and restore those resources. From a statutory perspective, the Wisconsin statutes require that all counties have a land and water resource management plan. The statutes also require that the plan be updated every 5 years. In 2001, the county board approved our first plan and then approved its revision 5 years ago in 2006. So this revision has been prepared to satisfy that five-year revision requirement. The statutes also require there be a certain degree of public involvement in the production of the document. Requires that there be a public hearing, and that requirement was satisfied at the last committee meeting in March. There are also certain other elements to the public involvement process. First, there was an advisory committee was formed to help develop the document, and that committee included representatives from Milwaukee County DTPW and Parks, Milwaukee County Board, the City of Franklin and Oak Creek, the MMSD, the DNR, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and Resource Conservation Services, the Southeastern Wisconsin Watershed Trust, and Sewer PAC, who was hired to assist us with the preparation of the document. Also, as drafts and committee meeting minutes were generated, these were made available by posting them on a web page created for this project. And then finally, a Class 2 notice was published back in February. And we issued letters to a list of farmers that were provided to us through the Farm Service Agency. Regarding the overall schedule on this, once this document is approved by the county board, then the plan must be approved by the State of Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Board, and we would seek the approval of that sometime later this summer. And as a final note, there is no fiscal obligation by the county by approving this plan. However, having a state-approved land and water resource management plan, it's necessary to remain eligible for certain state resource management grants.
Mr. Hahn, is there anything you'd like to add before we go to questions?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'd be happy just to take any questions that you might have.
Questions by committee. Supervisor?
Thank you, Mr. Lipscher. Chairman. Thank you. In reviewing the plan, it was a fantastic inventory of all the different projects and things that we're involved in. What I struggled with, however, and perhaps you could, maybe I missed it or I'm not reading it the right way, was an understanding of how it laid out what our next steps would be on some of those projects. And it's probably of no surprise some of the things I would be interested in. It talked about two dams. It talked about the Esbrook Dam, which we're all familiar with. It also talked about the Clutch Park Dam and some issues there, which came as a surprise to me. I didn't know that we were also under a DNR order with respect to do some things on that structure, but also relative to the sediment in the Milwaukee River, it outlined sort of where we are today, but didn't particularly give me a picture of what our plan is to work to get the last piece of the project done, and that's something that I'm very interested in, and I know that the money is there at the state and federal level to do that. I'm not sure why we wouldn't make that explicit in our plan that we intend to work with them to finish that project, the sediment removal.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I guess in terms of the structure of the plan itself, it's structured to meet requirements put forth for by DADCAP and to meet the continuing funding requirements. So there are certain features that must be in there. And as you mentioned, there are informational background type features. The way we treated Clutch Park Dam and Estabrook Park Dam was to provide a detailed description of the processes that have been going on, particularly with respect to Estabrook Dam. And because that's an ongoing process, I don't think there was perceived to be, on the part of the committee and county staff, perceived to be a need to elaborate further. That process is ongoing. It's fairly well prescribed. And I think in the case of Clutch Park Dam, again, it's a fairly specific situation there, and there's no need for perhaps elaboration on that. However, there is that one large table in there that's the county work plan over the five-year period, and that goes into some detail. That's begins on page 135. It's table 26, and it goes by the goals that have been established, and those goals including improving water quality, particularly nutrients and sediments, protecting, maintaining, restoring land and water resources, enhancing Lake Michigan bluff protection, maintaining existing information management, and also limiting introduction of invasive species. Those are the main goals. And underneath each of those goals, there are planned actions listed, the status of those actions, agencies responsible for those, and priorities as well. And there's also a column in there for progress tracking in terms of what actions might need to be done or how those types of actions, the implementation of those actions would be monitored. So I think that's, in many ways, the heart of the plan. And some of the other components are there to provide background and context for the rest of it.
Okay. So, I'll admit that I scanned the plan, and luckily the PDF allows me to search for keywords. I don't remember finding that work plan to come up with any of my keywords. So would that lead me to then believe that that is not part of the detailed work plan, that we would complete the work, sediment removal in Milwaukee River in particular, that we did not identify that, but it's clearly part of one of our broader goals of having, you know, a cleaner waterway and tributary. But did we not say anything specifically about the fact that we'd like to complete phase two?
I'm just looking. It's a long list. I'm just looking. And I don't see anything specific in that regard, no.
So I guess that's the trouble I'm having with the plan. Is, for instance, it provided a pretty good background on the dam history, but it didn't conclude by saying we've got $2 million and we're proceeding. Same thing in this case. It sort of leads you up to where we are today, which is a $20 million project going on, but it didn't say, and it lays out that there's a second project that needs to be done, but it didn't say the state and feds have put that money aside and the county will do everything to draw down that money and in cooperation with them and get that project permitted and completed. So that's where it's fallen short for me on some very important projects.
Mr. Chairman, and can I suppose if I could invite Mr. Tim Detzer, who's an environmental engineer, who is also involved in the production of the document, to come up and help to answer that question.
Mr. Detzer?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the intent of the Land Water Resource Management Plan is to conserve soil and water, and typically in most counties it's agricultural related issues. The dam is not part of the work plan, and nor was it the intent to put it in. But during the advisory committee meetings, Sharon Guyon of the DNR, who was on the committee, requested that we put at least a history of the dam, since it is part of our, our resource inventory. But the intent is not to put the dam into the work plan, because it's not part of the intent of the document. The document is supposed to be a guideline for what the county will do for its natural resource base, but it's not intended to be what we're going to do. So the advisory committee thought it was important to mention the dam, but it is not intended to be a part of the plan.
I did see her comments in the appendix. Okay, that's.
And it's, I'm sorry,
troubling.
But it's not the intent.
Troubling
of,
to me.
It's not the intent of the state to include that in these plans. It's supposed to be targeted specifically for soil conservation and water quality conservation.
Okay. Further questions by committee? Pleasure of the committee.
We have no pleasure.
we have no pleasure.
Well, we're not supposed to receive and place on file.
That is true. This is an action item, though.
Mr. Chairman?
Could
staff recap what the timeline is? Is this a pressing? I know we've laid it over once because we didn't have the plan in front of us, but I guess I'm wondering what the timeline is relative to whether I can get follow-up on some of these to satisfy me on some of these issues.
Mr. Keith? Or Mr. Hahn?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I believe that we would be going before the Land and Water Conservation Board later in summer, I think maybe August. Is that correct?
So we could,
Mr. Chairman. I would ask to lay it over. I just really think it's critical that we would have a defined agenda on removing pollutants from the middle of our community. And I'll respectfully not make an argument about the dams, but
sure.
At this time. But I think that the sediment issue, in particular, is a very timely issue. That there is federal and state money sitting there. And if we don't move on it, we're going to lose it. And so it ought to be part of our plan.
Supervisor Dimitri Abbott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can understand Supervisor Lipscomb's concern. So, but I'm also concerned, too, about the $85,000. But I think Supervisor Lipscomb has a point that perhaps if we could improve, we could even obtain more. So, yeah, my question was on the timing. And the other thing is, too, I want a little more information, and I don't know if this is under the purview, too, when we talk about water quality and pollutants. And I didn't see it in there, but I could be wrong. And if we are going to do the layover, I could get more information about runoff reduction, because that's a part of the green print that I think we're still working on, and I didn't see it explicitly in there. And I think it's actually a part of the green print that we haven't seen the least progress on. I mean, I know we have a lot of things and a lot of progress on other things, but I've for a long time been concerned, especially about our land and our parking lots directly on the lakefront, just to name a few. I mean, you could go on and on, other land and parking lots, et cetera, that we have. So is there something that we could talk about? Do you have any response to that, Mr. Chairman, on the runoff? Or perhaps is that something we can look at for next time?
Reducing the runoff, I think, is an important issue that, and you're right, it particularly impacts the lakefront. But I'm sure other areas that I am less acquainted with. But what I'm hearing is a motion to lay over. Has that motion been made?
Yes.
We have a motion to lay over.
And my question, Mr. Chairman, do we already have on the record that if we do lay it over, we'll still be okay in obtaining this money? Because we already accounted for it in the budget.
Given the August timeline, that permits you the time necessary if we hear this in May?
Mr. Chairman, I believe so.
All right, and of course, again, this is necessary to pass in order for the staffing and granting funds to be available to us. So with that understanding, we have a motion before us is to lay over to the next cycle. Are there further questions?
Thank you.
Hearing none, please call the roll.
On the layover, Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipska?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
This item is laid over.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. My assumption is you'd be working with both supervisors to find answers to the questions they've raised. Item number 7, please.
From the Director of Audit, a status report on the audit, a tale of two systems, three decades of declining resources, leave Milwaukee County Parks reflecting the best and worst of times. This item is referred to this committee as well as Finance and Audit.
On the spot, Mr. Hare. Good
morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning, everybody.
I'll keep this brief for you this morning. As substantive as the issues are, we identified in the audit of parks infrastructure, the solution is one that involves a commitment of time and resources. It's also a situation where some of those resources have been put in limbo because of the developments with the UW-Milwaukee Innovation Park property. Our recommendation to you would be that you bring this matter back up in September. It will put you in a position to assess progress prior to adoption of the 2012 budget. These are issues that took decades to develop to the level that they have. They will not be resolved quickly, but unless we start to do the work, they will never be resolved.
Questions by committee members? Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will make that motion to receive the updated report then in September.
Motion is to report back in September. Are there further questions of Mr. Hare, Supervisor Lipscomb?
I'm not sure if it's Mr. Hare, it's probably more for the department. Relative to the, let me see what the number is here. In replacing infrastructure, looking for infrastructure that, when we're replacing infrastructure, looking for things that might be cheaper to operate and construct and maintain. And I'm just wondering what process we really have in place for that. Using one of the bad examples from the audit was Lindbergh Park, and it's something that the board did set money aside for now in this budget, in our current budget year. But it's an example for me of my frustration. Sort of, you know, we have this asset that we all agree has to be reworked, and yet sort of the starting point seems to be that we look at like-kind replacement. And I was surprised to find out that we don't sort of have a drawer of, you know, here's a prototype park structure that we have a really defined cost on, and that's a better product than you know, say what we built 50 years ago, and that the department would say, well, we'd prefer to have this structure because we know we can operate it more cheaply, you know, and rather than sort of the unknowns of rehabbing this 50-year-old molded structure. I'm just wondering what progress have we made on that front, or you know. Because I just feel like, you know, to just simply say that we're going to sort of throw it to the long-range planning, I mean, they have no better ability to do that unless the department is bringing information to them or making progress on that.
Mr. Chairman, Jim Keegan from the Parks Department, supervisors. The Parks Director has directed park staff to put together a number of standards for the department, including pavilions, how we purchase things, of what we're putting out there on our parkland, and that. And so the department is putting together a team of staff to develop that listing and of what you suggested.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that the way Parks has dealt with release stations, restrooms, has been one example of where there has been some thinking about what could we do differently, still serve the need for those types of facilities, but not
to go about complete reconstruction as is because of the significant cost to both construct and maintain those kinds of facilities. But that's but one example. I mean, obviously, if you're looking for relief, it's a big example. But there are other types of assets within parks, the shelters, the kind of storage facilities that have really, you know, suffered a lot of neglect, but they're not frequented by customers. They just become eyesores and safety issues. But bathrooms are a good example of how to approach that, I think.
Director Black?
Chairman, supervisors, as frank and as candid as I can be, with all of the moving targets with our capital budget and what's on the capital side and what's on the maintenance side of it, I'm not 100% ever satisfied, but I think we're really making some significant progress if you look at our capital list. I know that I've sent every one of the supervisors the entire list of all the capital projects with the timelines. If you'd like me to send it to you again with the updates, we can surely do that. But when you look at what's really happening on the ground, and again with all of the variables that are out there, I think that we are doing well. And like you had said, with the playground study, we did that. We took that same model. We did that for the restrooms. And we're doing that really through facility by facility. And as much as you want to go in and do the cookie-cutter type plan for the entire system, sometimes there's all those independent factors which with each of the different facilities. Even when we saw South Shore this weekend with the run going on there, I thought about what that bathroom looked like before and where we're at now. So when you look at facility by facility, I think that we're getting there. But I think that by the board actually putting this audit together and the work that we're doing to try to chip away at it, I think that the future looks bright. And I mean that as far as where we're putting our assets. But I also think that one of the things we have to look at in the future of where we put our capital money, that's been one of my frustrations, is that, yes, we need to, you know, fix some of our old facilities, figure out which ones don't need to be there, but at the same time, we need to look at those revenue producers because that will also bring in more revenue to the system. We've put together report after report about where the capital money should go over the last 8 years, and I'm really hoping that as we go into this next budget cycle that we can really strategically look at that, because I have had document after document of where we're going to put it, whether it's brand new facilities or whether it's retrofitting the existing ones or just eliminating the facility altogether.
Mr. Hare?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, just to kind of look at it from three different perspectives, as policymakers, you can make policy decisions that dictate the kind of maintenance or replacement efforts we would have. For example, do you want deep water swimming pools or do you want cool waters, Kosciusko Park, those kinds of facilities as a kind of a policy statement. The capital budget is your opportunity to decide whether or not you like what the administration is putting before you in terms of how it's going to work for your constituents. Those are two key things where you can weigh in. One of the biggest parts of the audit, though, really has to do with the ongoing maintenance of what's already there. And what we've had is a situation where there's been a sort of demolition by neglect because we just do not have the resources to sustain the system that's built up during the days when there was more money for parks during the 60s and 70s. That last one is a little more insidious, and it's resulted in this long backlist of things that need to be repaired. I would suggest on that point, you could probably get to the step where you're looking at all structures outside of the capital budget process and making some policy decisions about what you want to do with them. And that's sort of where the audit wants to go. But the foundation that you need to do that is good information about what are the structures in terms of their condition, the cost to repair, the cost to replace, the cost to demolish. That is data that we do not have as a government. And that was the biggest concern we had in the audit.
I would also respond by saying, and I picked up on the director's use of the term cookie cutter, our evaluation of facilities should take into account more than just efficiency and cost. Many of the buildings in our park system have historical significance. They are constructed, many of them during the Works Project Administration days, and are of very, very high quality that couldn't, while a new structure might be more efficient, what would be lost in terms of the aesthetics, and there is a value to those things, is immeasurable. you know, once lost, forever lost. So I think we have to be sensitive to the concerns that I've heard expressed by many of my constituents regarding maintaining the high-quality facilities that we have had constructed in our park system that have been permitted due to fiscal circumstances to deteriorate over time. Had they been kept up, we'd be in a much better position, but that doesn't create an argument for their destruction or for a cookie-cutter sort of program to be imposed on our park system and in doing so diminish it in ways that are irreplaceable.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the eyesores and crown jewels really tell that story, and we point those out in the audit. One example that predates, I think, all of you in terms of your membership on the county board is Coast Guard Station. It was a situation where county government just over the years did not make a decision, and at the end of the day, there was no other decision to be made other than to take it down. But that was obviously a historic building, created a lot of concern in the community, but that's the example of what can happen if we don't get ahead of this.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Just to be clear, as someone else who appreciates good architecture, I wasn't...
I didn't...
that wasn't the position I was taking. However, you know, I also have a fair number of those deteriorated structures, so the situation facing my constituents is whether they'll have any infrastructure asset, you know, serving them or so I'm trying to figure out how I move forward. Obviously, I'd prefer to maintain the quality ones that I have, but the pattern recently has been that we're losing that battle, and the parks I've been most concerned about fall into the tail of the system that's losing. So, but thank you. I do appreciate the WPA and all that we got out of them. I would say that relative to the bathroom project, for instance, that was one of my thoughts was, you know, this idea that we would buy prefab structures, that was one of the cost-saving methods. I happen to take kind of a WPA approach and believe that simple structures like that would be a great economic development element for us, that we have local contractors who could build high-quality structures, but we would have to spec it out and design it in a way that it performed well and that it could be an economic development element within our park. So.
Thank you. Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just noted in several instances that it made reference to funding that was included in the budget and now is out because of the change from UWM. And I think, you know, it's probably a consideration as to why things are where they are at this point. My question is the department considering, you know, putting that request back in for, you know, funding to try to proceed?
Well, we're not aware of any plans yet for 12 on the budget, and clearly that will be the incoming executive who will make his recommendation to you. What we would suggest to you as policymakers is that there will never be a good time and there will never be enough money to get your hands around what do we have, what do we need to do to deal with it, whether it's fix it up, tear it down, or whatever. So I would suggest to you, if that's not before you in a recommended budget for next year, that you as policymakers take the initiative on that.
Thank you.
Further questions? Hearing none, the motion before us. I'm sorry, Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring up one last point on this one. When you talk about these structures and the repairs that are made, and it's the quality of repairs, because there's nothing that irritates a citizen more is that you tell them, okay, we're going to remodel a restroom and we're going to, say, spend $40,000. And then they go to that park after the restoration has been done, and it's of such a low quality that they feel that they've been cheated. And I've walked into some of our restrooms that have so-called been renovated and felt exactly the same way. And I think that's another area that we really need to look at, of, you know, whether it's a private contractor or our own people, of what the job looks like after the fact. Because if we're going to spend the money, we should really get something that looks nice and meets the needs of the public. Because that's the feedback that I've gotten in my parks where we've had projects on different restrooms and other facilities, that you paid what for this? And I'll tell you, you know, just give it, McCarty Park was vandalized, and the work there was done. But you walk in there today, you'll see a closet that was broken into, and they just put some wood putty over. It's not sanded. It's not refinished. It's like, this is what we get for, you know, a $75,000, you know, renovation. Yes, there's parts that look nice that they put, you know, nice paint on and stuff like that. But, you know, that's what people see when they walk in the door, is a half-assed wood putty job on the door. You know, and that's the kind of stuff. And I would just, you know, one last thing, that from that experience, we can't be using our insurance company as a de facto capital budget on stuff. And, you know, that's a dangerous road to go on. And I just think we need to seriously look at those other two aspects of demolition by neglect and actually the quality of the repairs that we make, if we're really getting our money's worth.
Are there further questions? The item before us is a report back in September. Hearing no further questions, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.